Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Governor Hochul continued her promise of cleaning up New York today, this time focusing on the jail population at places like Rikers and signing a new policy designed to stop the revolving doors, especially when it comes to nonviolent parolees. Roger Stern explains.
You just realize you have to be on the right side of history today.
Governor Hochul today talking about the Less is More Act, which will keep parolees out of jail for nonviolent violations. And because that act doesn't take effect until March, she is implementing that policy immediately by executive order, releasing 191 parolees from Rikers today.
Parole becomes a ticket back into jail because of very technical violations.
What do we want? Justice!
Prisoner rights advocates rallied outside the governor's office. Paul Rivera spent decades in prison for two felony murders.
I've served 35 years in prison and I'm still on parole. So at any given moment, I can be returned back to the penitentiary.
Roger Stern, 1010 Wins, at the governor's office in Murray Hill.
The theater magazine Playbill doing it up big today, teaming up with the Broadway League and the Times Square Alliance to let the world know the Great White Way is back.
The music of something we barely have.
Makes you want to kick up your shoes, doesn't it? They're calling the grand reopening Curtain Up. It's a three-day outdoor experience in Times Square. It'll stretch between 45th and 48th Street. The whole idea is to generate excitement about the return of a New York staple that's been silent, of course, since the beginning of the pandemic. You get a splash of everything. Highlights, stars from certain shows, discussion panels, big finish. There you go. Special concerts and everything. It's a pretty nice setup, actually. And it goes until this Sunday. Something of a Texas showdown inside an Upper West Side restaurant. That's where a hostess was attacked just for asking to see proof of vaccination.
The owner of Carmine's restaurant, Jeffrey Bank, is angry that one of his employees was attacked.
I'm in shock. It's just insane that we have to have a press conference saying don't attack employees for doing their job. Just like we check IDs for your 21, nobody attacks the bartender. This is ridiculous.
Cops say three women from Texas pummeled the hostess here Thursday afternoon after she asked them for proof of vaccination. Banks says that's when the brawl erupted, also injuring two other employees.
See, right now she's taking care of herself. We had someone go to the hospital with her last night. They're with her this morning.
Police charged the three women with misdemeanor assault and criminal mischief. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Wins on the Upper West Side.
Also today, the CDC has done a new study on how effective the different COVID-19 vaccines are in keeping adults out of the hospital. The March through August survey involved more than 3,600 people who have been hospitalized. What the CDC found was that the Moderna vaccine was 93% effective against hospitalization. Pfizer's came in with 88% protection at number two. And then number three was the Johnson & Johnson one-shot, which provided 71%. They're saying all of the vaccines are good. The CDC's conclusion says despite the variation, though, all the FDA-approved or authorized vaccines provide, quote, substantial protection against COVID-19 hospitalization.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.